This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm really glad to be here with you today. I have a very special guest today. We have Kim and Anne Bay talking about their path to financial freedom and how they help others achieve the same nowadays. Kim and Anne are the founders of the Six Figure University. They teach entrepreneurs and beauty professionals how to become commercial landlords with little to no investment without having to own property. In short, they teach others how to find, fund, fix, fill, and successfully operate your own salon suite facility. Hey, Kim, it's so good to have you. Is Anne with you as well?
Yeah, we're both here. How are you, Mari?
Yeah, ladies, I am doing great. I'm so excited to have you on the show. I've already introduced you. So let's talk a little bit because I want them to hear the story about the hair from India. Let's talk a little bit about how this initially started for you, Kim.
Okay, awesome. Hi, Mari.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Anne.
I'm super excited. We basically started in the hair business, or I started in the hair business back in 2008. I was working for a corporate company, and I wanted to just kind of see how I can have my own destiny in my own hands, you know, and just control my own time. I was always looking for financial freedom. So I embarked on finding hair extensions because I was enamored with beauty and hair and all that good stuff. So I took a trip to India because they said that's where the best hair is found. And lo and behold, when I got there, I'm like, okay, it was really primitive. It was really different. And I didn't realize that it wasn't like, you know, how it is here in America where you get to go to different places and you can shop. I mean, I was traveling dirt roads and all that stuff. So long story short, I did find the most beautiful hair, brought it back to the States, got super excited, opened my beauty supply store, and was like, okay, let's get this, you know, done. And over time, the first year I made so much money, I was like, I could do this full time. Second year, I did the same. So towards the third year, I decided, you know what, I have to quit corporate. So I was done with corporate and embarked on my beauty journey. And I opened up what was then called the Remy Hair Warehouse. So it was a beauty supply store for hair extensions. And then I decided I wanted to go bigger. I wanted to get more into the beauty world. So in 2012, I found a location. And I opened what is now called the Perfect Hair Company. And during that time, I had a good time. I was supposed to be the Mary Kay of hair. And that's how I thought. You know, life has twists and turns. I just want to premise, this with, you know, I was always into real estate in the, you know, in the past, but I knew real estate took money. So my whole goal was let me sell hair so that I could have the income from that, the residual income, and then use that to buy property. So I never thought that I could merge the two and become a, you know, what they call a beauty empire in real estate. So fast forward, the hair industry part or the hair extensions part, it didn't go too well. I ended up finding myself, after losing a business partner, sitting in my office with all of this space and no salon, no, the hair is over, everything's done. And so I said, you know what, God, what do I do now? And it popped in my head, you know what, let's do beauty suites. it was a big phenomenon back in 2012 that was happening. So I said, you know what, let me go do research. Did the research, found salon suites. I even had a previous person that I used to supply hair to was like, can I come rent? You know, can I? She wanted to rent the closet at that time. So I was like, okay, I now have rentals available. I didn't have one suite done. Mari, I didn't have one sweet done. But you know how you go to these places pre-construction and you buy stuff in sight unseen? Well,
that's
I put my pre-construction folders out, and I'm like, okay, let me collect, you know, the ritual deposits and use that to create the rooms and do the build-out and all that good stuff.
Yeah, because now they're going to get it done. She's not waiting around and seeing this. She said, we've been figure it out today.
Yes.
Oh, I just love that.
And so after that,
yes.
So after that, I started Perfect the last week, and, you know, the rest is history. I love it. And now I've embarked on the Six Figure University, which we're now teaching salon suites and how to other people, making it attainable for other people to own salon suites. So during that time when I was, you know, kind of turning into the salon suite industry, I met Anne.
Yes.
And so Anne came. She's 2016. And she can tell you where she came from, Toyota and...
I'm a professional engineer background, so my career's always been engineering and Toyota, Chrysler, Kahane, full beauty brands. Just I've been engineering manager, project manager, facility manager. Just so I have a lot of career experience,
right?
And a lot of process improvement experience. So,
in other words. A match perfectly made in heaven, the two of you. Wow. So I have a question for Anne. You know, you said a moment ago that this Kim doesn't stand still. I mean, here she's sitting. I just have so much awe for her that she's sitting here in this empty salon, huge salon space with nothing. Nothing, because everything was gone. Everything was taken, right?
Right.
Instead of sitting there crying like most women would do, she has an idea.
Yep.
And not only does she have an idea, she goes ahead and makes the brochures and says, oh, yeah, it's not filled out. Of course it's not, because it's in process.
She refuses to fail.
Exactly.
Refuses.
Exactly. I agree. So what did you think when you first met her, Anne? I have to ask you that question.
Girl, when I met Kimiana, my head was spinning. Spinning. I'm a Midwest girl. I'm an engineer. We got to calculate and write hypotheses before we play. You know, we got to discuss it and put together a five-year plan before we do anything. And I met Kimiana, and I'm seeing all this money being made. And I'm seeing all these businesses being run. Like, she figured out, if she has people, they're trying to collect money for these people to do hair. She's sitting there. She's taught people how to do with what they were called bank machines at the time. Bank machines. So what I thought was, okay.
So what she's saying is we would finance hair extensions.
Financing hair extensions.
She would get
phone calls of people needing help with their getting houses. So she would teach them what the banks are looking for. If you don't have 3 months of your bills in order and things, then this is what you need to do. You need to pay some things off, wait 3 months, and you'll be ready. Like, she was just always helping people, always teaching people. So what did I think when I met Kimiana? I thought, this is a woman who gives everything to everyone, and it's draining her. Because she wasn't giving to herself. And I know a lot of people can relate with that. They give to everybody else, and they feel guilty if they take care of themselves or give to themselves. So that's what I thought when I met her, and I said, I can help this woman. Given my background, seeing all the money coming in, I said, everyone can still be happy, but she needs to do this. She needs to get rid of that. So I just started asking questions, planting seeds. And once she started picking up what I was saying, she just took off. So she went from ready to sell the company to us doing an expansion within 2 years of us meeting. So
I like Anne's humility, but she actually came in and saved my business. So in terms of financially, my business is now doing almost four times what it was doing when we first met. I made $1 million before, but I can tell you with Anne, I made my $1 million.
It's a lot less work. My expertise is getting the most amount of value with the least amount of resources. time, money, effort, whatever it is. Like, how can we streamline this?
Yeah, I love it.
Amazing. She came through and got us to a 7 figures. Our companies are doing well. We did an expansion, and we were also able to open a second location of 20. So our first location, we expanded from 15 suites. I was at 7, then I went to 15, and now we're at 22 at that location.
Mm-hmm.
Second location, we just opened in Mall of America. We were honored to have the Miami
Yes.
And that was, that was 26 weeks.
And can I tell y'all, this young lady don't do nothing small. I thought, we going to have a little ribbon cutting. You know, it's going to be cute. We had a mariachi band, girl. We had some go-go girls. The mayor shows up, 10 news stations. We got the elderly bust in for presents. We have some wall that holds champagne or something.
Yeah, champagne.
I mean, I'm working on the construction trying to get open, and I show up to the ribbon cutting. I'm like... I have no clue. And mind you, that we had at the time, we had like 22 suites rented at the time, too. So she'd been doing all of this and planned a grand opening, then reached out to all these newscasts. I mean, when I say this woman just goes, she goes. She don't stop. And so that's the thing. Every time I free up her spot time, she's like, I can do this now.
The mayor showed up, and we became the face of Strive 305 for Miami, Dade County. She just gave us a shout out and her state of the city address.
Yeah, the mayor, the Strive 305 is for her. She wants to get all the small businesses together. They help us organize. We meet every Friday. There's cross training going on via the Strive 305 master classes. So anyone listening, we encourage you to get on Miami-Dade County and with Strive 305 and others of the mayor's projects. But definitely for your small business, you get on the mayor's website and type in Strive 305, and you're going to find lots of free training.
And resources as well.
Yes.
We meet every Friday. It's called the Morning Huddle with Danilo Vargas. And it's a really good resource, especially if you're down here in Miami-Dade County or in South Florida. But the mayor, I was honored to get that proclamation during our grand opening, and that has opened so many doors for us. We're actually opening our third location, which we are here taking this call. at the mall.
Yeah.
Miami International Mall. So we're excited. We will be opening there in July. So I say all that to say this has opened doors.
Oh, you're not done yet. And what's happening? Go ahead.
We're in the beauty industry. And I say all that to say that what was knocking at my door is that people need to feel like salon suites, especially coming from the beauty industry, is attainable. That they can do it too. Because if you think about the average beauty professional, they might be a hairstylist. They could be a massage therapist. Uh-huh. They could be a lash technician or a nail technician, just to name a few.
Yeah.
So if they don't show up to work, remember, this is a talent. They have clients. But the day they don't show up to work, they don't get paid. What is the end goal for them? And that is the question I get all the time. Some of these people, when I move them into a mall setting, the mall setting for most salon stylists or salon beauty professionals, that is a dream goal. That is a dream, you know what I mean? Because the mall is not affordable for some salons if you're not established. So for me to create a space and we do shared space in the mall and give them this luxury lifestyle within their industry, you know, and they love it, and that's why I stay full. So then I'm starting to think, okay, I've expanded to the mall, and they want to know how they can do it themselves. So therefore, we embarked on the 6-Figure University, and that is where we will be teaching people how to open salon suites with little to no investment. The other thing I was getting, remember, I didn't have a lot of money to open these suites when I did it. So what I've learned is that the landlords will pay you to move in. I got reimbursements back for the construction cost, which is the major cost of the whole thing to begin with. But it's all in how you present the offer. So I'm like, a lot of people don't know how to do this or where they can get funding from.
Right.
So,
even how much to ask for, you know, those calculations, how much time to ask for, how to present yourself. So, yeah, a lot of lesson learned there as well.
So, and our seminar, we will show you how to find, fund, fix, fill, and successfully operate your salon suite facility with little to no experience. And it's not just for beauty professionals. It's anyone who has ever wanted to be in the real estate arena and want to be a commercial landlord and get residual income without having to own a property. So on April 1st through the 3rd, we have our first class. I'm so excited. I rented a 100-person yacht.
Girl,
so
I told you I'll do nothing small.
Well, Mari, let me tell you why. Because I don't want you just to come understand. We're called the six-figure university. So once you reach, you know, that part of wealth, and I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about wealth is a feeling. It's a state of being.
Amen.
So once you get to that point, you should be able to experience the things that wealth can buy, right? And so
right.
I want them to experience the yacht and know what that's like. I want them to experience the five-star buffet lunch that we have. And we're doing it at the Embassy.
Entertainment.
I'm even having entertainment. I have a whole cabaret planned. And I also want them to experience what having financial freedom feels like and having residual income and control of your own time and nobody to tell you when you've got to go to the doctor and you can't take off to be at your kid's soccer game and you can't do this, but, you know, go to your father's funeral. All of these things that, you know, a lot of times in the job world or even when you're an entrepreneur in the beauty world, you can't just take off. Well,
right.
When you have financial freedom and residual income coming in, you can. So this is what we're teaching people, and we're not like, you know, most places want to charge you $25,000 to $75,000 to do this, and we're not.
And we gave a free webinar as well. We give a free class that current salon owners just to show them how to do salon suites today in their current location. Because the other thing, it's not just the fact that when they're not there, they're not getting money, but we've had people get sick. Via the pandemic and everything that's occurred, losing workers, a lot of salon owners have found it harder to keep workers. So if you're a salon owner, you're finding hard, or you just want to you want to semi-retire. Well, it's still hard to have that income in and be semi-retired. So when we did our expansion in 2018, I learned because we didn't want to have to get permits, we didn't want to take a lot of time down. That's when I said, hey, Kimiana, let's put up furniture partitions, like office cubicles. She said, no, that's ugly. I said, okay, that didn't stop me, because just as persistent as she is with business, I'm persistent with a solution when it comes to challenging me with a project. I'm going to find a solution. So the furniture partitions were ugly, so now I'm calling around, and I found out they can do the furniture partitions with glass. So now you have glass-walled suites. They can even run electricity through the bottom. Girl, they even finance it. And they come in, they take measurements, they make everything, they come back, and one day you're installed and you got salon suite. So if you already have a salon and you have a shampoo bowl area, you can put up, so if you have a room, great, rent the room out. If you need to make suites in your common area, you can put up different partitions. In Miami, we work with Office Works Design. Is that the name of them?
Yes.
And we did confirm with them that they they are doing financing on that as well. Mm-hmm. And you can put that up, and now you got some rental income. You still have your space to do your salon, but now in your current salon space, when you want to work, you got your space, but you can rent out some of your space as well, so you have that residual income coming in. So for some people, they can hear me say that, and they can take that information and take off running. Awesome.
Yeah.
If you need
you
to
guys
know
have
more, you can do your next. Yes.
You guys are powerhouses.
And it's proven, Mari. It's proven. You know why? Because what made me do this was Shanae Trotman. She is in Coral Springs. She owns Eyes for Glam Studios. She was one of my, I guess it turned into, what do you call it, prototype that I didn't know. Because I get people calling me all the time. I help everybody. But she was one person that was trying to transition, wanted residual income, was kind of in a process of trying to figure out what she was going to do with her salon and didn't know what to do. And she said, should I get into the salon suite? There's a place next door. It has rooms, but I'm scared. I said, yes, Shanae, let's do it. For less than $10,000, she was able to get into that space. We negotiated her lease. And $10,000 later, she's making over $150,000
a year. Less than $10,000. And that's what I wanted to say earlier, the money. The money is not what most spa owners think it is. A lot of beauty professionals think you got to have $500,000, $1 million to do salons. No, you do not. That's what you have to have in liquid cash and everything if you're doing a franchise. We have learned, young woman, and we are teaching. We've learned and we're teaching.
We are going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back to listen to more of this exciting news.
Thank you.
Frustrated by right-wing pundits demonizing award-winning books in the classroom and even in book club circles? Mark Daniel's compassionate and nurturing Counter Fire brand title, Weed Out Hate, Plant a Rose, will open your heart and ignite spirits, lifting you out of the social networking bonfire and into a better place. Weed Out Hate, Plant a Rose, available through Amazon and other online retailers.
Clever Members was an inspiration motivated by deep feelings for my Grandma Ida and Uncle Bob. Unresolved grief can cause depression. The decline of brain capacities can be avoided by the special bond and special communication from the grandchild and the grandparent sharing memories. This provides education for the grandchild and healing for the elderly. Keep them sharp by practicing the exercises in the book to prevent dementia. LoveRemembers.net and BrainSproutsMemory.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maury Mitchell, with guests Kim and Ann Bay talking about their path to financial freedom and how they help others achieve the same, which I think is the most important part. Let's talk for a minute about what is the main message you guys have for the public today.
I think the main message is to believe in yourself. You can manifest whatever it is that you want. And I think what we're teaching is there is a lot of different ways to get to a financial freedom. People are so used to being told no, especially in the real estate arena. If they don't have the money, if they don't have the education, they're just getting told no. And I'm saying yes. And a lot of people are, you know, they always ask, when is it going to be my turn? What I have to say is your turn is today.
Mm-hmm.
As long as God gives me my breath and my strength and life and my health, I'm here to teach you. Because, you know, a lot of people, as I was coming up, I've had a lot of resources, and I'm thankful to those resources, but I was told no a lot, too, and I didn't like that feeling, Mari. I didn't like the feeling of being told no. I didn't like the feeling of feeling less than. Only because I'm not educated. There are so many different ways to obtain things. And sometimes, you know, certain people are only taught one way. And we've figured out a creative ways to attain financial freedom. And it's all about financial literacy. So that's what my message is through the Six Figure University, and that's why I created it. Because everybody I talk to, that's the number one number. I say, how much do you need to be happy? How much do you need to feel free? How much do you need to do the things you want to do? And that magic number is always the six figures. Like, it could be, you know, $6,000 a month, $10,000 a month. It's always within that six figures. So I'm like, your happiness is between you and $6,000 a month? Well, let me help you get there. Because for me, that's not hard. At one point it was. I was done.
Right.
So now I'm like, I want to spread that through my university and just, you know, through the world. And maybe if we start living in abundance, and I'm not just talking about wealth, but in abundance as far as happiness, as far as positivity, as far as our energy, as far as vibrating higher. If we surround ourselves and live in more of that or promote more of that, then we'll have more of that in the world. So that's why I'm embarking on this journey.
Why teach it to others? That's the part I love about you guys. Why is so important? I mean, you found this amazing way to create wealth, right? You could have just kept it to yourself and built, you know, 5 billion suites later, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
No, you have 5 million suites and whatever, $30 billion. Why is it so important to pass it on?
Part of it is when I met Kimiana, she just gives. She don't even think about it. That's just what she does. Mm. And sometimes she says, you know, and maybe I guess I should have do it. She's still kind of guilty because exactly what you're saying. And a lot of people advise us of that. I told her, Kimiana, Do you not notice that Lowe's and Home Depot are always on the same corner? You always know that McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's are on the same corner. Walgreens is always catty corner from CVS. I'm not worried about no competition because everybody don't like Kim and Ann.
Right.
Some people going to want Kim and Ann. Other people may want, I don't know, Cassandra. But everybody has salon suites. If you see two salon suite businesses next to each other and they're both full, that just tells you it's a great area. We want to bring people up. We want to teach people how to do this. We wish people had showed us, and we don't feel it's going to affect our livelihood. The other reason to teach others is because we're doing it anyway, and we want to be able to teach more people. There's folks out there hurting, and we don't like we just like to help others. It's what we both like to do. And with Kimiana, I just really wanted to expand her reach. When I met her, what did I think? I seen the money coming everywhere. I seen her helping everyone. And I feel like a part of my job in this partnership is just making sure she reaches as many people as possible. Kimiana's going to make money. That's going to happen. Can we help others do it too? And I'm all about the American dream. I've been that way since a kid. And if I can help be a part of that, I feel like this is my way of doing it. That's my answer. What about you, Kimiana?
So, Mari, my answer is that I always want to be the change I want to see. I think that there's a lot of greed in the world and that people are not dealt cards and that there are people that are at a disservice. But now, if through education takes away excuses, okay, so that's number one. Number two, there's something called generational wealth. How can we ever attain generational wealth or help our families, when I'm gone and passed on? You know, back in the day, your grandmothers and your grandfathers took pride in leaving things for the children or leaving businesses and things like that. We've gotten away from that. And a lot of it is because of, you know, greed. A lot of it is because lack of education, lack of literacy. So I'm here to say, we need to get back to those roots of creating generational wealth and living in our purpose. And I feel like everybody deserves abundance.
Yes.
Everybody deserves what it feels like to be free, financially, spiritually.
You read my mind. That's the same thing. Freedom. We believe in freedom.
Yes.
And financial freedom gets you there. You know, you can be free and just go live someplace and not have a car, not have a house or anything. But we believe in financial freedom. And you can be crabs in a bucket and pull each other down, or we can build each other up. We're going to rise together, all of us. And I feel like it's a big part of community to really work together, teach each other, create our competition, and let's just keep getting better. Larry Bird was nothing without Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson was nothing without Larry Bird. They made each other better.
Said
as much on the special.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, you guys are amazing. You're just, it's so exciting to listen to you. It's so wonderful to see two young women who just not only are powerhouses, but they just have a heart for helping others and for, like they say, if you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. If you teach him to fish, he eats forever, right? And that's what you're doing.
Amen.
You're teaching people how
told Kimiana. I said we're the teaching people, the fish type people. Like, you call us asking for fish, we look at you some kind of way if you want to fish. If you want to learn to fish, we're your people.
Yeah, absolutely. One last thing you'd like to say before we close?
Anybody that wants to, you know, link up with us or like anything that they heard today, they can reach out to us at the Six Figure University. You have to put the number six. Figure University. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and it's the little at sign, the Six Figure University, or our website is thesixfigureuniversity.com, and it is with the number. And we'll be happy, just, you know, message us in the chat. We answer our own chat. I do have a VA, but I am very much on top of, you know, when people reach out to me, I like to answer. I'm not just a person that's out here trying to, you know, make money off of the seminars and that sort of thing. I really opened it up to be a win-win. You know, we're out here, and we're here to help. Or you can reach out to the Miami-Dade Huddle.
Yes.
So I love that because it has free resources and stuff like that. We're on that most Fridays. And we also do another show called Make Money Mondays. You can find us there as well on our we're going to be transferring that to the Six Figure University platform, but we do share on that platform as well. So everything about us is at thesixfigureuniversity.com. So find us there, Mary.
Go there, the6figureuniversity.com. It's right here on the Blog Tab website. You can link into there. You can also find them on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Click on the radio show page, and they're there with their picture. A link to the show, which is being broadcast live right now, but a replay of it will be made, and it will be available immediately after. So spread this to people you know who are looking for creative and new ways to create income. And you can also listen to it right there from the website. So make sure you spread this on. Thank you so much for being on the show, ladies. It's been nothing but a pleasure to have you today. Thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio, and I hope you catch us next time. Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you for having us.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.